Here with your morning team show on WSGW, Dave and Pat and Art and Charlie. Day 25.
No matter what you think you hold, you'll find it's not enough. No matter who you think you know, you won't get through.
Bob Seger for you this morning.
It's a given LA law. Someone's faster on the draw. No matter where you hide, I'm coming after you.
Which, by the way, this song was his only number one pop hit song. Number one, anyway, on the Hot 100 chart. It's from a movie.
With Axel Foley.
You got it.
I mentioned him a few weeks ago.
I remember that in sports.
That's right.
A little shakedown from Beverly Hills Cop 2.
Yeah.
I know, Art Lewis, one of your favorite movies of all time, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
One of the greatest comedies of all time.
It really was.
Phenomenal movie.
On Beverly Hills Cop 1.
And the name again was?
Beverly Hills Cop 2.
Beverly Hills Cop 2.
Yeah.
Which was preceded by Beverly Hills Cop.
Yes. Yeah.
They were funny movies. They were. You're absolutely right.
Of course, Eddie Murphy, the big star.
Of course. He was, who played, he was playing himself almost.
Yes, the chief.
Yes. Oh, that's killing.
Look it up, Pat.
Yeah, I will. I'm going to look it up. All right.
You know, there was a Beverly Hills Cop 3.
Yes.
In 1994.
I remember it.
And now,
not many people do.
And now officially in production, 28 years later, Beverly Hills Cop 4, starring Eddie Murphy.
Yeah. By the way, that was Gil Hill.
Gil Hill.
Gil Hill.
Gil Hill. Oh, yes.
Right. Yes. Yeah. The third one, it wasn't as good, obviously, as the first two, but it did feature Eddie wearing that really cool leather Detroit Lions coat that a lot of people wanted.
Oh, gosh,
it
I forgot
cool.
about that.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Paying all that money to go to the movie just to see that, right?
I remember when the first movie he wore that Mumford.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
His Ed shirt. That
yeah,
became
that's
very
right.
popular from Mumford High School.
Yep.
But yeah, it's in the works, the fourth installment. It's been talked about it since the 1990s, but now officially it's ready to become reality. It's going to be titled Beverly Hills Cop, Axel Foley.
All right.
I thought it might be titled Beverly Hills Cop, The Senior Citizens.
Well, it's getting there. Eddie's a little up there. And he's got 28 more years on him since the last one. Don't know when it's going to be coming out. It says here it's a Netflix project. I don't know if that means it's simply going to be one of those streaming movie releases or will it actually make to the theaters.
Could be.
Doesn't say here. But we'll find out at some point. It's just the fact that while there has been talk about it, it's now officially in production. So at some time in the future, Beverly Hills Cop 4, Axel Foley.
Yeah.
I haven't seen. What's the last thing that Eddie Murphy did? Do we even know?
Well, I mean, remember he did all those. What is it? Where he play all the different characters.
He was the Nutty Professors.
Yeah, he did that.
Made
a career out of those. He did the movie with Jennifer Hudson too, where a lot of people thought he should have been nominated for that.
Yes.
So I'm forgetting about that one, but you're right. So, I mean, yeah. He's
been done since.
Yeah,
stuff,
he's been. Obviously, though, when he hit the scene with Saturday Night Live in the early 80s and then his movie career took off there in the 80s. Yeah, that was his prime.
Then you add into some very successful comedy tours, too.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, man.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Eddie Murphy, talented and back as Axel Foley.